Late last year, Sonoma State was awarded a $580,000 grant from the National Science Foundation to create and develop this new makerspace for the school. It got the grant thanks to a successful pilot, or more like a pop-up makerspace class, that the school tried out last year. Physics professor Jeremy Qualls helped get it off the ground.
This one is a bottle opener for our iPhone case.
That's Qualls showing off a project some students made in the program last year.
So one of the things they had to do is they had to add a functionality to their phone case. And so this group decided they would make a can opener onto theirs.
Other objects made include a 3D printed plastic skull, a whistle, and various sizes of hooks. Qual says they're all prototypes students learn how to make using equipment in the maker class.
They're really into do it yourself and exploring other ways of learning.
Qual says the pilot makerspace class was popular with students from all disciplines, not just STEM, and also with women.
In this one, it reflects about half the population, so half female, half male. So it seems like it is a gateway to reach other groups that we didn't before. And so that's really pleasing.
Now Qualls is heading up Sonoma State's new makerspace and developing a new class, Science 220, Dream, Make, and Innovate, that will be offered for general education credit to students starting next fall. Qualls says the class in the physical makerspace will give budding innovators the tools and skills they need to foster creativity and make their ideas a reality.
Basically, if you can model it digitally, you can create it in the real world. So anything that's virtual now, you can just almost hit a button and it'll make it. It's crazy. See how this only prints in one color? We can print four colors, and then we can do in lots more materials. This is just one of the instruments that we'll have.
Other tools at the shop will include 3D scanners, laser cutters, CNC mills, and maybe even a lathe in the future, says Qualls. And the makerspace will have more room, too. Its new home in the Schultz Library is more than double the size of its previous space.
I'm really excited that it's happening.
That's Sonoma State physics student Eric Deal. He took part in the pilot class.
I've always thought it would be really cool to have kind of a campus-wide makerspace like this, where students could come in and just be creative and make bring their ideas to life. So I'm just excited about the whole thing, really.
Next school year, Deal plans to help teach fellow students how to use the varied equipment in the makerspace. It'll be open to all students and staff starting this Friday. Qual says you can expect some changes to the space in the future. Multiple activity centers, a lounge, and a presentation area are all in the works. And Qual says eventually he would like to open up the makerspace to the community too, and develop partnerships outside the school.
It's a place that's shared by everyone. And so it has a really cool social aspect to it, and it has a lot of the, oh wow, check out what I did feel to it as well. And I think this current generation of students can see the potential of what this empowers them to do and what new problems it allows them to solve.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.